بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عسى ربكم وإن عدتم عدنا وجعلنا جهنم للكافرين حصيرا إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا وأن الذين لا أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما إنها إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالله أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما. ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا. ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا. وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ وَجَعَلْنَا آيَةَ النَّهَارِ مُبْصِرَةً ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا. وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أرآه استغنى إن إلى ربك أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى هدى أوامر بالتقوى أرأيت إن كذب وتولى أرأيت إن كذب وتولى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى صدق الله الجبار بار العلي العظيم
ما شاء الله من الله تلا اكسبت التلاوة والقرسات Respected friends and elders, really, the Quran-e-Kareem is such a kitab. Really, it is a book of guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to recite Quran-e-Kareem daily in our lives. And this tilawat of Quran Sharif, this is actually the food for our ruh. Just like how we have food for our physical bodies. And every day we make sure that we have a glass of water or a few glasses of water. Or we ensure that we have sufficient liquids in our body through the various foods that we eat. Now a person doesn't say that, you know, I drank water yesterday, so what is the need for me to drink the water today? He knows that if he doesn't have any intake of fluids the next day or for a few days, then ultimately he will find that his physical body will become weak and eventually the person will end up in the qabristan. So just like that, for this ruh, for our spiritual body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us various types of nourishment for the spiritual self. And amongst those forms of nourishment, this Quran-e-Kareem is a very, very important form of nourishment for this ruh. And therefore we should make an effort to recite Quran-e-Kareem daily in our lives. Whether we understand the Quran-e-Kareem or do not understand it, irrespective. But we will still find there will be some ruh, there will be some ruhaniyat and some nur which will enter our hearts. Of course, the Qur'an al-Kareem was revealed for us to ponder. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. And that is why we find Qarisa repeated the ayat of Qur'an al-Kareem. The reason for repeating the ayat of Qur'an al-Kareem, one is obviously to bring the beauty of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, زَيِّنُ الْقُرْآنَ بِأَصْوَاتِكُمْ, that we should use our voices to beautify the Qur'an al-Kareem. And also, by repeating the ayat in the verses of the Qur'an al-Kareem, one gets an opportunity to ponder and to allow these verses and this guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to penetrate the deep recesses of our hearts. So just taking one verse which Qarisa recited, of course in the Qiraat which he recited, some areas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave glad tidings to the believers, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave warnings, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us guidelines for the reformation of ourselves. But one verse which Qarisa recited, that Inna hadhal Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwam, that this Qur'an al-Kareem, it gives us guidance, the gist of this ayat, it gives us guidance towards that path which is most correct. And it gives glad tidings to the believers. Those believers who bring amal salih, who bring good deeds into their lives, that they will get a paradise. And then Allah describes this paradise. And then towards the end, Qarisab recited the verses, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. What a beautiful verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which he asks a question, that what do they not know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them. And if we bring this quality into our lives, then really this will be the breaks for the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib mentions in his poetry, and we have heard this from Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah on many, many occasions, that جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے. If we bring this quality in our lives, that whatever you do, just remember, quietly, secretly, when nobody is watching, that which you do, remember that the one in the heavens is watching you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this realization. Next on the program, we will have Maulana Mustafa Kamil Nazir, who will render some couplets of poetry for us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نسعي الدروس الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا مولانا محمد بارك وسلم جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جذبہ دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا جذبہ دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جذبہ دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا جذبہ دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا مجھ میں بیدار ذوق سخن ہو گیا بلبل نطق بھی نغمہ زن ہو گیا مجھ میں بیدار ذوق سخن ہو گیا بلبل نطق بھی نغمہ زن ہو گیا جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جذبہ دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا جذبہ دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا سبزِ گمبد کی الفت جو ہے دل نشی اس پہ حیرت تجھے کیوں ہے اے ہم نشی سبزِ گمبد کی الفت جو ہے دل نشی اس پہ حیرت تجھے کیوں ہے اے ہم نشی میرے محبوب آقا وہی ہے مکی میرے محبوب آقا وہی ہے مکی میرا سوز دروش و لزن ہو گیا میرا سوز دروش و لزن ہو گیا جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جذبائے دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا جذبائے دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا گر مدینے کی مٹی تجھے مل گئی پھر تو قسمت تیری اے ولی کھل گئی گر مدینے کی مٹی تجھے مل گئی پھر تو قسمت تیری اے ولی کھل گئی دو جہاں کی تجھے عافیت مل گئی دو جہاں کی تجھے عافیت مل گئی بحر رحمت میں تو غوطہ زن ہو گیا بحر رحمت میں تو غوطہ زن ہو گیا جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جذبائے دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا جذبائے دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا اے سراپا نفیساً فسے دو جہاں سرور دلبرا دلبر عاشقا اے سراپا نفیساً فسے دو جہاں سرور دلبرا دلبر عاشقا ڈھونڈتی ہے تجھے میری جان حزین ڈھونڈتی ہے تجھے میری جان حزین تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جب سے میرا مدینہ وطن ہو گیا جذبائے دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا جذبائے دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا جذبائے دل میرا معجزن ہو گیا
جزاکم اللہ خیر
ماشاءاللہ may Allah سبحانہ وتعالی grant us the love of Medina Sharif and the love of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم for ultimately the love of Medina Sharif is because of our love for Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم We know the famous incident of Layla Majnoon. So there, Majnoon was madly in love with Layla, and he used to say, "Amurru ala diyari diyari Layla, uqabbilu dhal jidara wa dhal jidara, wa ma hubbu diyari shaghafna qalbi, walakin hubbu man sakana diyara." He says, "I walk past the walls and the dwellings of Layla, and I kiss this wall and I kiss that wall. But it is not the walls and the houses that have captivated my heart, but rather the one who dwells behind these walls and these houses." In the same way, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has made great sacrifices for us to be Muslims and to be mu'mineen, so our love for him naturally causes us to love Medina Sharif. Next on our program, we have with us our Maulana Mutara Sahib, who is well known Alhamdulillah, who is engaged in much services of deen, but we know that he has also done a lot of research with regards to the various fitnas in our times. So inshallah, he will enlighten us today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us with his talk.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: ولو ترى إذ الظالمون موقوفون عند ربهم يرجع بعضهم إلى بعض القول يقول الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا لولا أنتم لكنا مؤمنين قال الذين استكبروا للذين استضعفوا أنحن صددناكم عن الهدى بعد إذ جاءكم بل كنتم مجرمين وقال الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا بل مكر الليل والنهار إذ تأمروننا أن نكفر بالله ونجعل له أندادا وأسروا الندامة لما رأوا العذاب وقضي بينهم وجعلنا الأغلال في أعناق الذين كفروا هل يجزون إلا ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, that whosoever Allah wants to guide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his heart up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the wealth of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endows him with Islam and blesses him with Islam. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ, that whosoever has been blessed with Islam, that person is on noor. That person has been given celestial light, celestial noor. And by virtue of this noor, by virtue of this light, the person sees right, he hears right, he thinks right, and he does that which is right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us all with this wealth of Islam. And by virtue of this Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with the noor of Iman. And a mu'min and a believer sees, he hears, he acts, he thinks by virtue of this noor. And he sees right, he hears right, he acts in the correct manner as well by virtue of this noor and this light that Allah has given him. When a person is devoid of noor, when a person is devoid of this light of Islam, then you find he does the most foolishest of things, the most stupidest of things, and he believes that he is on the right path. And he wants to make others believe also that that is the correct thing to do. Because he is seeing, or he is hearing, or he is thinking without this noor of Iman. But a mu'min and a believer with noor and with this noor of Iman, he sees right to be right, wrong to be wrong. A kafir and a disbeliever, a person without this noor of Iman, for him wrong seems right and right seems wrong. And you find by virtue of this nur of iman, this nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with, you find a believer protects himself from many gunas and sins. And if perhaps by virtue of human nature, he has committed some guna and sin, then immediately this nur of iman, this nur of Islam will prompt him towards tawbah and istighfar. And immediately he will make tawbah, he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and he will rectify the wrongs that he has done. Why? Because he sees right as right and wrong as wrong. If he has committed some wrong, then immediately by virtue of this nur, he realizes, you know what, I have done wrong, and there is a opening, there is a door for me, and that is the door of tawbah. But when a person has no nur, and he has lost this nur of iman, then you find that he will commit such heinous crimes, and he will think nothing about it. By the same token, there are certain gunas and sins, by virtue of it, or by virtue of its evil effects, you find that a person loses this nur. A person loses this nur of Islam. He doesn't even realize that he has lost this nur. And some of those gunas and sins are such that a person will initially indulge in them in order to attain some temporary pleasure. But eventually he gets so soaked and, you know, caught up in those gunas and sins that he does not even realize that he has lost his nur of iman and nur of Islam. A person who has this nur of iman and Islam in him, it will be very, very difficult for him to murder his mother. It will be very, very, it's virtually impossible for him to beat up his own mother. For him to commit such crimes, you know, which is, you know, unbelievable to the human mind. But when a person, you know, loses this nur of Islam, when he indulges in certain gunas and sin, then he doesn't see with this nur, he doesn't see with this nur of iman of his. From amongst the gunas and sins that makes a person lose his nur is the guna of intoxicants and the guna of music and dancing. Especially in this zamana, in this age, the rave clubs, which is so common amongst the youth, which many of the youngsters are going, they don't realize that just for a few minutes of pleasure, a few hours of pleasure, when they walk out of there, they are walking out without that nur of iman. They are completely losing that nur of this. Shaitan, he has taken a vow that he is going to destroy the human being. He is going to try every which way in order to rob you of your iman, in order to rob you of this nur of iman and nur of Islam. The only way to rob you of your nur, especially if you are a true believer, is to get you involved in certain gunas and sins, which will entrap you and which will keep you there for as long as he can, and will keep you away from tawbah and istighfar also. Or he will make you do such actions which will make you lose your iman without even you realizing that you have lost your iman. A person takes intoxicants. He takes drugs, enjoys himself, doesn't realize that he is out of his mind. He is in another level, another realm as such. He commits certain gunas and sins, not even realizing that he has stooped so low that he has lost his iman. Where do you see a father molesting his six-year-old daughter? This was because of the intake of intoxicants. Person goes into the rave club. He takes some of those drugs that is very commonly taken in those clubs. And he dances away the whole night to the music of the DJ, which in their terms is referred to as a shaman or a witch doctor who controls the entire crowd. This person is so out of his mind, he doesn't even realize that he is bowing down at times to that person standing in front. There are pictures of the devil placed everywhere in certain corners. The person bows down to it, he doesn't even realize he has done that. Once a youngster mentioned to me that once he went to one of these clubs, when he came out of there, he couldn't even recite the kalima. He was trying to read. He says, but the words were not coming out of my mouth. Imagine a person losing his life in such a place. Few years back, we heard the incident of a youngster who died in one of those clubs. The bouncers threw him outside and let him die in one of the gutters there, bleeding from his nose, from his ears, because he had taken one of those drugs. We don't want to mention the names, you know. But he had taken one of those drugs. In fact, that drug, they call it chasing the dragon. Not the actual name of it, but the nickname for it. And he dies because it was of a very, very low quality. And it affected him. He fell sick, bleeding from his nose, from his ears. They took him and threw him into the gutters, and he dies in that condition. Imagine a mu'min and a believer, reciter of the kalima, dying in a pitiable condition like this. What is going to be his halat and his condition in the qabr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best as to how he is going to deal with him in the hereafter. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that if a person dies intoxicated, then you make ghusl kafan for him and you bury him, then you come and you lock me up, put me in one room and lock me up. Then you go back and dig up that qabr of that person. If his face is not turned away from the Qibla, you can come and kill me. That is how convinced he was that a person who dies intoxicated, his face is turned away from the Qibla in the qabr. Although he is placed with the face towards the Qibla, but the angels come immediately and they turn his face away. A person who dies intoxicated dies in a pitiable condition. And one who goes to these evil places, these clubs, the rave clubs, etc., what to say of them? Immediately on entering that place, a person is losing, or that noor of his iman is being left behind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person dances, shaitan dances with him. And many, many youngsters have even mentioned first-hand accounts of how they have seen silhouette figures. They have seen figures that look like the Grim Reaper. They have seen figures like Batman. They have seen very, very strange figures in that club. They used to pass it off as hallucination. But if you study the writings of these people who wrote on these clubs, etc., they will tell you that there is a reality behind this. And it is in keeping with the hadith and the saying of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when a person dances, shaitan dances with him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that. And it is not just hallucination or an illusion. It is in reality, shaitan comes and he holds your hand and he dances with you and he prompts you to dance along right till the late part of the night or right till the early morning. There are many things a person does on the dance floor which in his normal frame of mind he will never do it. Lot of things that they do on the dance floor, in the normal frame of mind, they will never do such a thing. This in itself proves that shaitan is assisting him and shaitan is helping him along in this place. So a person with the noor of iman, a mu'min and a believer with the noor of iman, will never ever walk into such places. A person who is bereft, devoid of this noor, that person will enter that place. Or if a person, a mu'min and a believer, perhaps with some of his friends, or by the encouragement of some friends happens to enter such a place, unfortunately he is going to walk out of there without this nur of iman. Yes, in terms of masla, in terms of ruling, if you ask any mufti, you will say, no, you're still a Muslim. You're still a Muslim, you recite the kalima, you're still a Muslim. In terms of ruling. But in terms of spirituality, in terms of ruhaniyat, you will be completely devoid of that nur of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This nur of your iman, it is so valuable. Perhaps we don't realize it in this world, but it is by virtue of this nur of iman that we tend to do a lot of virtuous acts and a lot of good. We don't even realize it, that it is really the prompting of that nur of iman that is making you do much of the virtues that you do. It assists you in this world, and it will definitely help you in the qabr, and it will assist you on the day of qiyamah in order to cross the pools, sirat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day the believer will see that nur of iman moving in front of him, on the sides of him, and behind him. And it will assist him in crossing the pool, sirat. But unfortunately you will find some, because of their fooling around and their messing around in the world, they will come to the beginning of the pool, sirat, or the bridge over Jahannam, and they will find that they will have a flicker of light. But as soon as they reach there, that flicker of light will be snatched away from them, and they will be left in total darkness. They will have no nur whatsoever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to this says, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ. The munafiqeen, men and women, will say to the believers that, please assist us with some of your nur. See, قِيلَ رَجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. It will be said to them that, go back into the world and look for that nur there. You messed around in the world, you fooled around there, and therefore you have lost that nur. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورِ اللَّهُ بَابٍ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةُ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a barrier between the believers and these munafiqeen. Munafiqeen are those who had iman, who had deen, who had the complete opportunity of deen. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to even sit in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in terms of these times, a munafiq is one who has the opportunity of deen, but unfortunately, he, because of his messing around and fooling around, he loses that iman of his. So on the day of Qiyamah, it will be said to them, go back into the world. Allah will put a barrier between the munafiq and the believer. Then the munafiq from the other side of the wall, on his side he will see all the azab and the terrible punishments of the hereafter. From his side he will call out and he will say that, were we not together in the world? Alam nakum ma'akum. Were we not together in the world? We were together. We used to go perhaps to the same school, same university. We lived perhaps in the same home. Could be a father calling out to the son, son calling out to the father, brother calling out to sister. We lived in the same home. Help me out, assist me here now. It will be said, yes. قَالُوا بَلَىٰ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. It will be said to them, yes, in the world we were together, but you put yourself into problems, into fitnas. You went to the wrong place. You went to that rave club. You went to that music party or whatever party they were having. You went to the wrong place, and you happened to lose that nur of yours in that place. It was your fault. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ and you delayed in fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَارْتَبْتُمْ you were in doubts with regard to the hereafter. And your desires beguiled you and fooled you. And shaitan deceived you. And now you are in this problem of yours. So therefore, my dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this nur of iman. It is our duty to appreciate this nur and to protect this nur till the time we enter into the qabr. Otherwise it will be most unfortunate for us when we enter the qabr and we find that it is absolutely dark. There is no light for us in the qabr. Whereas a person being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protecting this nur of his, he goes into the qabr, he will find that the qabr will be illuminated and it will be bright for him. And a person who indulges in gunas and sins of drugs, of alcohol, of womanizing, going to places like the rave clubs, etc., that person unfortunately is going to cry tears of blood. And worse is a person who was given the opportunity of iman. Imagine born in a Muslim home. Your janazah is leaving from a masjid. You are buried in a Muslim qabristan. But when you entering the qabr, you are entering in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a disbeliever. You've indulged in such gunas and sins that you haven't even realized that you have lost your iman. A person walking into the rave club, tell me which person do you need a fatwa from a mufti to tell you the condition of the iman of an individual who bows down to the picture of a devil? Do you need the fatwa of a mufti to tell you that? Imagine a person bowing down in front of the picture of the devil. Shaitan's greatest effort on man is to take man away from the ibadat of Allah and bring them onto his ibadat. Shaitan's first effort is to take you towards guna and sin. The second effort of his, or a higher level of effort, is to bring you onto kufr and shirk. And the highest level or the highest effort of shaitan is to bring you onto his ibadat. Say in Satanism, or the ibadat of shaitan. But to bring people onto Satanism, it is not an easy task for shaitan himself. For him to bring you onto his ibadat, he needs to take control of your mind and your heart, of your soul. And the best way to control your mind and your soul or your heart is through intoxicants and music. They play such music that they really mesmerize and confuse your mind. And at the same time, you are drugged. So now, you play to the tune of the DJ who is already the agent of shaitan. So when you walk out of there, you don't even know, you don't even realize what you really have done. So let us understand and realize the harms, the evils of this place, the harms and the evils of drugs also. A person that is intoxicated, and especially those that are involved in the substance abuse and the type of drugs that are available these days, they are not only causing harm to themselves, they are causing physical harm to the entire families and the entire community as well. One person mentioned to me once that a lady came begging at his door. She was in full hijab, she was wearing parda. So he said to her that, "Lady, why are you begging? Why don't I make arrangements for you with the jamiat? And we will see to your needs, whatever your needs are. And perhaps you don't have water, lights or food, whatever it is, we will make arrangements for you. Why must you go, especially you are a lady in hijab, why must you go door to door?" So then she lifts her parda up, she lifts her hijab up. And she had a scar across her face. Said, "My son hit me with a baseball bat. If I don't take money home every day, I get a beating every day." Why? Because of the drugging. How can an individual or a person stoop so low? So low, where he's beating his own mother, the very woman that gave birth to him. Lately we heard of an incident where a mother strangled her child, her son, adult son, strangled him to death. He was sitting on the table, he was having his breakfast. Mother comes from the back, takes a rope, puts it around his neck, and she strangles him to death. She says, I can't take him anymore because of his drugging. Where do you hear of such things? Whereas the love and the mercy of the mother is something that everybody speaks about. You see, it's proverbial, the love of the mother. Yet in these cases, in these instances, a mother is strangling her son because she's had enough of his drugging. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن لا يشرب الشارب حين يشرب وهو مؤمن. When a person commits adultery and fornication, his iman comes out of him, hovers above his head. And likewise, when he is indulging in drugs and intoxicants, his iman comes out of him, hovers above his head. And there is a fear that if he dies at that moment, at that time, he will die without iman. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized that iman does not return into him until and unless he does not make tawbah. So we have to realize and understand the severity of this evil. Unfortunately, we are addressing a gathering here, which I think that, from the faces we can see, I don't think anybody is on drugs here. And those that are on drugs, they are all outside. And especially on this night, you'll find many of them visiting such places that they're not supposed to be in. In fact, all the fathers that are sitting here, each one should be concerned that where is my son now? You are sitting, mashallah, in a program here, but where is my son? So many instances we have heard of parents coming all the way from other parts of the country, coming here for holiday, or from here they are going to other places for holidays, Cape Town, Johannesburg, wherever. Then you find the father and the mother are on their own bus, and the children are on their own bus. Now, lately there was a hafizab that came from one of the towns. You find that his son is, found in the foyer of the hotel, out of his mind. So many instances you'll find. Father, mother on their own bus, they leave the children to do whatever they want to do. And then when they have a problem, when they are involved in drugs, then they come to the holisab that now we want to solve the problem. Please give us a taweez or give us something. They want a quick fix there. But it's too late. When it was time to have talim in the home, to make tarbiyat of the children, be vigilant of the activities, then the parents were, too busy with their own activities, too busy with acquiring of the dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this noor of iman, and this noor of iman we need to protect. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, you'll find we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ مَوْقُوفُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. You'll find on the day of Qiyamah, a person standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the verdict will be given that now you have to go into the fire of Jahannam. Quran mentions many dialogues. And amongst the many dialogues that have been mentioned in the Quran, this is one dialogue that is going to take place amongst the Jahannamis. Dialogue has been mentioned with regard to the people of Jannat and Jahannam also. But this is a dialogue that will take place amongst the Jahannamis themselves. You see, in the dunya, when everything is going right, then we say, I did it. But when things start going wrong, then we want to blame everybody else. The same thing is going to happen there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ مَوْقُوفُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يَرْجِعُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ. You'll find the Jahannamis wanting to blame one another. يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُدْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ. The weaker ones, which we will say the general masses, will start blaming the trendsetters. That it is, if you people were not around, then we wouldn't have been in this position, we would have been true believers. See, the trendsetters are who? All these people that are promoting these entertainments. They are the ones who are promoting these entertainments. And we, unfortunately, instead of looking with the noor of Iman, we are blinding ourselves and following these people. These trendsetters, Hollywood, Bollywood stars, these musical stars, these DJs, going to these rave clubs, etc. Then on the day of Qiyamah, we are going to cry. And we are going to say to them, that Lola antum lakunna mu'minin. If you people were not around, we would have been true believers. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُدْعِفُوا أَنَّحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَىٰ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَكُمْ بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ. That we didn't stop you from, or we didn't force you to do these things. We didn't stop you from hidayat. أَنَّحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَىٰ. Did we take you out of the mosque and bring you there to the rave club? Did we drag you out of your home and bring you there? No, we didn't do all that. We didn't force you to come there at all. You came on your own. Yes, we advertised it. We advertised it, we promoted it, we had our agents passing on the message. But you knew what was right and what was wrong. You were a Muslim. You were supposed to be a Muslim. Who asked you to come there? So you are yourself to be blamed. You are the wrongdoer yourself. So then the weaker ones will say, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتُدْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا بَلْ مَكْرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ إِذْ تَأْمُرُونَنَا أَن نَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَنَجْعَلَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا. Then the weaker ones will say, no, but you're promoting and you're advertising and all your propaganda. Eventually we got caught into that and we fell into this kufr and shirk also. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَعَوْا الْعَذَابَ وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَغْلَالَ فِي أَعْنَاقِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. But while this dialogue will be on, the angels will come and they will put yokes around the necks. They'll put like a hand, like how you get handcuffs, you'll get a neck cuff, will be put around the necks. وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَعَوْا الْعَذَابَ. The azab will be shown to them and they will just bow their heads in shame. Imagine on that day when we want to lift our heads, proud of the fact that we had Iman, wanting to see our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that, where a person will have to bow down his head in shame, and the angels coming and putting neck cuff around him, a yoke around his neck, and they will be dragged into the fire of Jahannam. هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are not oppressing him in the least bit. He is reaping what he had harvested. He is getting what he had done. The wrongs that he had done in the world, he is seeing the evil effects of it now. But a true mu'min and a true believer is very, very particular as to where he goes, what he does, what he says, what he sees. Why? Because he sees with the noor of Iman. He sees with the noor of Islam. He sees, he hears, he thinks with this noor. He doesn't see like a disbeliever. We have to understand there's a distinct difference between us and the kuffar. A kafir can go to those places. A mu'min and a believer will never set his foot there. On this night you'll find many people saying that we don't go do anything wrong. We only go to see. We only go to see. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ كَثُرَ سَوَادَ قُومٍ فَهُوَ مِنْ. Whoever goes and increases the numbers of a nation, of a community, becomes like them, or becomes one of them. So if you're just going to see also, if there were 100,000 people there, by you going there, you made it 100,001. So you have increased their numbers by one. And because of that, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be counted amongst them. So we shouldn't even go to those places. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us that you should protect yourself from places of accusation also. Any place, you should abstain from all such places where if somebody sees you there, he will think that you also one of them. Just a simple example, a person owes you some money. non-Muslim owes you some money, he's working in a bottle store. Or he's there in the bottle store. Now you want to go and get your money from him. Rather you leave it. You wait for another opportunity. Because by you going in there, although you haven't taken any intoxicant or any wine, but when you walk out of there, if somebody else going past, they'll see, oh, look at this man, kurta, topi, drinking. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, protect yourself from even places of accusation. So a mu'min and a believer shouldn't even go anywhere near there. This New Year's night has no bearing on a Muslim. It's got no bearing on us whatsoever. It's a normal night for us. Every night should be a night spent in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a normal night for us. There's no bearing. This night or these days have no bearing on a Muslim. A Muslim works with the lunar calendar, not with the solar calendar also. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Maulana had requested must speak more on the raves and the drugs in itself. But many a times we feel by exposing and speaking about the drugs itself and the rave itself and what actually happens there, sometimes we end up promoting it more than, you know, demoting it. So therefore, basically is a mu'min and a believer has to understand, be hushyar, be intelligent enough. You can't be a stupid fool to allow yourself to go in such a place where you're going to lose your iman and your deen. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. There's just a few points that we would like to make mention of, that how to protect ourselves. One is we must talk about the greatness of Allah. The more zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the more we talk about the greatness of Allah, the stronger your iman and this nur of iman comes. Because the brighter the light, the more you can see. The dimmer the light, the less you can see. So the more you speak about the greatness of Allah and you give dawah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the stronger and the brighter will be your nur. And then you will be able to differentiate right from wrong more easily. So the more dawah you give, the brighter and the stronger your iman becomes, and the more the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you make. Second is this, that we have to be very particular about our 5 times daily salah. A person who is particular about his salah, the salah in itself will protect him from evil and despicable deed. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. The salah in itself will be a means of protection for you and it will save you from such evil places. A namazi will never enter such places. The third is that we have to become accustomed to tawbah and astaghfar. Very particular about tawbah and astaghfar. If a person continuously makes tawbah and astaghfar, he becomes very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes conscious of Allah will never enter such places. The other is akthiru dhikra hadhimil lazzat. Abundantly remember that which is the cutter off of pleasures. Think of this, that if I have to walk into those places, what will be my condition if maut has to overtake me now? Therefore Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said minimum 25 times a day, you must remember maut. You must remember death. Akthiru dhikra hadhimil lazzat, that which is the cutter off of pleasures. Remember that as much as you can. The third is, the next point is that we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our iman, protect the iman of our children and protect the iman of the entire ummah of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, it is our responsibility to check on the whereabouts of our children, be protective over them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Many fathers say that my son is big now. He's 16 years, 18 years, 20 years. He's responsible for his own actions and I've got no responsibility over him. This is wrong. Because in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your family. Doesn't say whether the family is baligh or not baligh. We have to save ourselves and our families. All fathers that are sitting here have to be like shepherds. A shepherd sits under the tree, but he is wary of his flock. That no bad wolf must come and get hold of that flock of his. So in the same way, all of us sitting here, we have to know Be wary of our children, where are they? One youngster mentioned that he used to leave the house, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning when the father starts to snore. Because that's when the rave clubs are peaking at that time. When the father is busy snoring, he is out of the house 1, 2 in the morning. And he knows what time the father is going to wake up for tahajjud salah or for fajr salah. So as soon as it's about that time, he runs back home, comes back from the clubs, comes back home through the window or back door, whatever it is, and he joins the father for fajr salah. But at least he had this much of brains, because he was on the high, he used to sit in the toilets. And that's the appropriate place for him also at that time. So he should sit in the toilet at that time. After the fajr salah, then as the father is walking out, he walks behind the father, goes home. Father goes to bed, he's out of the window and he's back in the club again till about 8, 9 in the morning. You see, and many a times you'll find the son comes home, his eyes are all red, etc. Walks inside the house. Mother asks him, 2, 3 in the morning he's walking in the house. Mother asks, where are you coming from? No, boys were having a braai and I was busy braaiing, so the smoke, everything, and now I got a headache. So the mother gives him 2 panados, drugs him even more and puts him off to sleep. So we're not wary of where our children are. We don't know where they are. We should know, or we should, realize what they are up to, where they are going. And especially tonight, each one of us must go home and check, where is my son? With who is he gone? And sometimes we think the friends are very good friends, you know, Hafiz up, Qari up, whatever it is, this friend, you know. But we have to, today it's so sad that many of them, that they have studied Hifz, etc., but they are also going to such places. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen that noor within us, make it such that by virtue of this noor, we can see right, we hear right, and we think right. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
We say jazakallah to Maulana Ahmed Mutara sahib. Inshallah, we'll just have now one more nizam and zikr in dua. We call upon again Maulana Mustafa sahib to read a nizam for us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The chorus in this Naat Sharif is Madina, Madina. So inshallah we can recite together. Madina, 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 bada lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. Madina, 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 bada lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. Ye roza, ye aankhon ka noor, Allah, Allah, ye ahle muhabbat ka toor, Allah, Allah, ye roza, ye aankhon ka noor, Allah, Allah, ye ahle muhabbat ka toor, Allah, Allah, ye taiba, ye dil ka surur, Allah, Allah, ye charon taraf noor, noor, Allah, Allah, Madina, 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 bada lutf deta hai naam-e Madina, 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 bada lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. Ye miraj taqdeer ki intiha hai, ek aasi aur unka huzoor, Allah, Allah. Ye miraj taqdeer ki intiha hai, ek aasi aur unka huzoor, Allah, Allah. Ye roza, ye aankhon ka noor, Allah, Allah, ye ahle muhabbat ka toor, Allah, Allah, Madina, Madina, مدینہ مدینہ بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ آنکھوں میں کبتا ہوا سبز گنبد وہ آنکھوں کا یہ دل کا نور اللہ اللہ یہ آنکھوں میں کبتا ہوا سبز گنبد وہ آنکھوں کا یہ دل کا نور اللہ اللہ مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ نگاہوں میں رقصاں ہے جلوے ہی جلوے چپ و راست نزدیک و دور اللہ اللہ نگاہوں میں رقصاں ہے جلوے ہی جلوے چپ و راست نزدیک و دور اللہ اللہ یہ روزہ یہ آنکھوں کا نور اللہ اللہ یہ اہل محبت کا طور اللہ اللہ مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ ہو شام مدینہ کہ صبح مدینہ ہے دونوں ہی کیا پر سرور اللہ اللہ ہو شام مدینہ کہ صبح مدینہ ہے دونوں ہی کیا پر سرور اللہ اللہ مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ فضائے مدینہ پہ کیا چھا رہا ہے برستا ہوا ابر نور اللہ اللہ فضائے مدینہ پہ کیا چھا رہا ہے برستا ہوا ابر نور اللہ اللہ یہ روزہ یہ آنکھوں کا نور اللہ اللہ یہ اہل محبت کا طور اللہ اللہ مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ دیارِ نبی کی ہوا و فضا میں یہ فرحت یہ کیف و سرور اللہ اللہ دیارِ نبی کی ہوا و فضا میں یہ فرحت یہ کیف و سرور اللہ اللہ مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ نہ کسرا کی پرواہ نہ قیصر کی پرواہ گدائے نبی کا غرور اللہ اللہ نہ کسرا کی پرواہ نہ قیصر کی پرواہ گدائے نبی کا غرور اللہ اللہ مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ روزہ یہ آنکھوں کا نور اللہ اللہ یہ اہل محبت کا طور اللہ اللہ یہ طیبہ یہ دل کا سرور اللہ اللہ یہ چاروں طرف نور نور اللہ اللہ مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 جزاک اللہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم Before we commence the dhikr and dua, we must firstly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us in His house tonight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity, protected us from many, many temptations that we could have been driven by and caught up with. But the program ends off shortly does not mean that immediately after the program we go back to all the partying that's taking place and go to the beachfront and go to all those haram places which we have been warned about. Otherwise the entire night or whatever amount of time we have spent here, all will be lost. The efforts we have made will be lost. We do not keep this program longer till 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the morning simply so that we don't miss our Fajr Salatul Jamaat. We have heard the importance of Salat and we have heard about the harms of all the evils that are taking place tonight. Allah has saved us. And really, our sitting here tonight, wallah, is a means of hidayat for thousands of people in the world. Allah looks at the qurbani, the sacrifice of a few people. Their mothers and sisters also listening at home. May Allah Ta'ala bless them as well. There are so many youngsters here. They could have been easily in bad company, evil company. Allah protected us. And this little while that we have sat here, may Allah reward us for sitting here and give us that ikhlas. Even though some of us may be tired and even falling off asleep because of the sakina that's descending. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at this little sacrifice and Allah showers His mercy upon us. And that is a message that I would like to share, that Allah's mercy is so vast, Allah's mercy is so vast, Allah's mercy is so vast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves each and every one of us. And Allah does not gain in punishing any of His servants. Allah doesn't get any pleasure. Allah does not gain any happiness. Allah looks for those opportunities and avenues to forgive us. No matter what our condition is. But the moment we turn to Allah, we make what is called inabat. Inabat, ruju' ila Allah. When we turn to Allah, min al ghaflati ila dhikr. When we have become totally heedless, unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we get tawfiq of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim bin Shayban rahmatullahi alayhi says that there was a youngster amongst us. And he made the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for about plus minus 20 years. And this was after he had abandoned his pleasures that he was busy enjoying. Allah gave him the tawfiq and now he began making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But suddenly one day shaitan comes to him and he says, Aya hada, O youngster, you are a'jalta fil ibadati wa tawbah. Why have you hastened in making tawbah and ibadat? Oh my Allah, forgive us tonight. Give us tawfiq and hidayat, Ya Allah. Change our lives. How you change Sahaba-i-Kiram, my Allah? They became shining stars, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're nothing for you, Ya Allah. To make us shining stars also, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot become Sahaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, but at least we can emulate the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ya Allah. At least we can be raised on the day of Qiyamah with the Sahaba-i-Kiram. With the Tabi'in, Ya Allah. With the Salafi Salihin, my Allah. How happy Rasulullah will become, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are pining to see him, my Allah. We have read in the Shama'il how beautiful he was, my Allah. Ya Allah, we read about him, my Allah. We've got such muhabbat for him, my Allah. Forgive our weaknesses. Forgive our overlook our shortcomings, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Grant us the Hose Kosar water from the hands of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, raise us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, with the Jamaat of Sahaba, with the Ulama, the Atqiya, the Abrar. Make us go running towards Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From a distance, he must be waiting for us, calling unto us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we must go running to him, Ya Allah. He must embrace us, my Allah. We want to place our heads on his Mubarak shoulders, my Allah. We will feel the coolness of his shoulders and his chest on us, my Allah. Ya Allah, what are the umid that can we have, my Allah? What are the umid we can have besides the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be raised with that person who he loves dearly. Oh my Allah, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us, Ya Allah, shahadat in your path, my Allah. Oh my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, all your shuhada will wake up, Ya Allah, with their different wounds on their bodies, my Allah. With blood, fresh blood coming out of those wounds, my Allah. But Ya Allah, the blood will be more fragrant than musk, my Allah. Oh my Allah, their maqam, their position in Jannat, Ya Allah. So lofty, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we have done nothing, my Allah, for your deen, Ya Allah. We have in fact, Ya Allah, we have become instrumental in destroying your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, give us understanding of Quran in Sunnah, Ya Allah. Give us shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif, Ya Allah. Give us bari in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we have heard about Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the intensity of the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is so severe, my Allah. We can't even take a little fire of this dunya, Ya Allah. How are we going to, Ya Allah, take, Ya Allah, and bear the intensity of the fire of Jahannam. Take us away from the fire of Jahannam. Don't make us even go near the fire of Jahannam. Oh my Allah, take us direct into Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are azim. You are great. Oh my Allah, our list is so big, my Allah. We've got so many things to ask of you, Ya Allah. You are well aware of all our desires, my Allah. There are so many people in this masjid tonight, Ya Allah. And especially our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, who have stayed awake tonight, my Allah. They are not, Ya Allah, in ghaflat, Ya Allah. They are not in ma'asi, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are listening attentively to this program, my Allah. Accept this program, my Allah. Make it a sadaqah jariyah for our Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah alayhi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. And make it a means of hidayat for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us, Ya Allah. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Whatever jais murads we have, Ya Allah. Whatever desires our brothers have tonight, our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Grant each person his desire, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody's got a waswasa problem. Somebody has got, Ya Allah, a financial problem. Somebody has got qarz he owes people, Ya Allah. Somebody has got some illness, some sickness, my Allah. Somebody has got a family problem, Ya Allah. Somebody's child is not obedient to him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, somebody's parent is being oppressive upon him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, somebody's, Ya Allah, child is, Ya Allah, or some, Ya Allah, somebody is beating up his mother, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, so many has got different problems, my Allah. Give us sukoon, chain, Ya Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers have made the sacrifice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, young, masoom children, Ya Allah. They have made this qurbani, Ya Allah. Tonight is not the night of Eid, my Allah. It is not the night of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. It is not the night of Ramadan, my Allah. It is not the night of Dhul Hijjah, my Allah. It is not the night of Muzdalifah and Arafat, my Allah. Ya Allah, but it is a night when so many people in the world are indulging in such shameless, Ya Allah, sins, my Allah. And they, Ya Allah, they show a broad smile, they are so happy and they brag about their sins.
Tomorrow morning in the papers you'll see somebody threw this from his window and somebody threw that from his veranda. And somebody did this and somebody did that and he painted his face and he toppled the car and they brag about the ma'asi and vice and evil. Wallah, you have blessed us with Iman and Islam. Such a pure religion, Ya Allah. We've got it on a golden platter, my Allah. Help us to value this Iman in Islam. Help us to give dawah towards Iman in Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all good works of deen, Ya Allah. Dawah tabligh ki mehnat ko qabool farma. Khanqah aur tazkiyah ki mehnat ko qabool farma. Darul Ulum Makatib, Ya Allah, madaris ki mehnat ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, tasnifat, ta'lifat ki qam, Ya Allah, qabool farma. Mujahideen ki jihad qabool farma, Ya Allah. Accept all our ibadat, Ya Allah. Give us the taqwa, Ya Allah. Remove our difficulties, Ya Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Whether they're in hospitals, at homes, whatever sickness, Ya Allah. Somebody got cancer, somebody got a heart problem, somebody got a liver problem. Ya Allah, young children in hospital, Ya Allah, in ICU, and they've got operations, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, I've got shifa in your hands, Ya Allah. You are Shafi, Ya Allah. Grant each one of them complete shifa kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim. Oh, my Allah, make us the coolness of the eyes of our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are still in this world. Help us to serve them and be obedient to them, Ya Allah. If they've left this world, Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, there's so many different things people have asked and requested, Ya Allah. Fulfill each person's request, my Allah. Ya Allah, those youngsters, Ya Allah, who are looking for a suitable partner to get married, Ya Allah. Find them a good, suitable partner as quick as possible, Ya Allah. Give them a chaste and pure life, Ya Allah. Give them a happy life, Ya Allah. Give them pious offspring and children, Ya Allah. Those who are married have got no children, Ya Allah. Grant them pious offspring, Ya Allah. And those who are married and got children, make their children become the coolness of their eyes. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the chance of making Hajj and Umrah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ziyarat nasib from Ya Allah. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Oh my Allah, give us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Give us ikhlas in all the works we are doing of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are doing different works of deen, aapas mein ulfat and muhabbat paida farma. Give all of them ikhlas, Ya Allah. Protect us from riya and ostentation and show, Ya Allah. Protect us from hasad, kina, bughz, adawat and anger and pride and malice and jealousy, Ya Allah. Unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, make this ummah become strong again, Ya Allah. Make us the beacons of hidayat for thousands and billions of people coming to the fall of Islam. Show the West, Ya Allah, Islam is a peaceful religion. It's a loving religion. We don't harm people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, show them that we are not, Ya Allah, people who cause taklif to others, Ya Allah. But we want every person to be safe from the fire of Jahannam and every person to enter into Jannat, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.